afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here talking to an astronomer and writer called Jacqueline Mitten, who's in Cambridge, and she has recently written a very interesting book. Good afternoon, Jacqueline.
Good afternoon.
Now, she's written a book about a famous astronomer, so famous that she's got an observatory named after her now. Could you tell us about this famous astronomer, why you chose to write an entire book about her?
Well, we're talking about the distinguished American astronomer, Vera Rubin, who died 2 or 3 years ago after a very long, very successful career, forged over an era when it was very difficult for women to get into any kind of profession, any kind of scientific profession in particular. And she managed to somehow or other, through all the difficulties of her early life, to become an astronomer, which has been her ambition since she was a child. Along the way, she brought up 4 children too, so she did in many ways have it all. But she became particularly famous because of the role that her research played in our understanding of what we now all know as dark matter. We've got a name for it, but we don't know what it is. It's one of those mysteries that astronomers haven't solved yet. But although Vera Rubin didn't discover dark matter, arguably nobody really discovered it. It was one of those things that gradually became apparent during the course of the 20th century. But her particular research, the observational work that she did on galaxies, was crucial in the minds of many people in establishing the reality of this mysterious stuff out there that surrounds galaxies and actually shapes what our universe is like. And that's why she really became very, very famous. The other reason why she's been hailed as a heroine is because of the way she spoke out for women in science. Having forged her own way through difficulties, she spoke out, and it wasn't just talk. She took action all the time. She was writing and saying, this is the way you can involve women more. Here's a list of really good women scientists. You shouldn't ignore them. She was really, really active. And so she inspired many, many young people coming after her, both men and women. So, remarkable woman astronomer. I've had adult lifelong history in women in astronomy, because I didn't have such an easy start trying to become an astronomer myself. And so when the opportunity arose, did first come from the publisher to write about Vera Rubin, was an opportunity not to be missed. So I did it jointly with my husband. I was the lead author, but I must say right away, my husband Simon Mitten, also a writer and astronomy historian, was a significant contributor as well.
Well, now thank you for telling us about Vera Rubin and her importance as an astronomer. Thanking Jacqueline Mitten both for her fantastic work in documenting the life of this important astronomer. Thank you very much, Jacqueline.
Thanks very much, Ketchel.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.